And welcome to Unicast again. It's episode 14, finally.
July 8th,
2007. Sorry for such a delay.
Yeah.
Of about a year. I know, it's really bad, and we do extremely apologize, and we've said that in the past, where we've had major delays, and this has definitely been one. But we've decided to come back.
At least for this episode. We wanted to finish up all the different scouts. At least the main ones.
Right. So we planned on doing this episode and the next. So we can complete and wrap it up with our... Because normally we have our five episodes per
and then,
section. So
then we'll see where we are from there. Yeah. I don't know what'll happen after that.
So we've arrived back. Same people, MJ and Stacy, in case you forgot.
Yeah.
Because you know that always seems to happen.
Okay. So we have a lot of people on our forum now.
Yeah.
I mean, we're excited about it.
We're just re-listening to some of our last episodes, and we remember making an announcement about 20 people
on the forum.
And now we're at 100. Over 102. So... Yeah. Congratulations to all those who are on the forum. If you haven't noticed, we're not there too often, but...
Yeah. So we did make Sailor Z an administrator.
So you can look out on the forum for Sailor Z.
And,
In case you have any questions or whatever, because...
Music is over.
Yep.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something about
the
everything.
Forum?
Or maybe... I don't know.
Or everything?
I don't know. Oh, I just wanted to say, like... It's not that we purposefully neglect this. I guess we never really expected it to get this big. We went into our inbox today, and there were
133 unread messages.
Yeah, it was just. I mean, there's so much, and there's only two of us to deal.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot for just two of us, so it makes it hard sometimes, and that's why, you know, we're having.
I don't know.
So.
But here we are, about to end. Well, not really about to enter school. We're interested to see where that's going to go. Still have another month for that. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your summer. Embrace it while you can.
Yeah.
Doesn't last that long. I know that for a fact. Anyway, so we mentioned at the beginning of the show that we will be doing Sailor Saturn today.
Did we?
Yes, we did. You did.
Okay.
Stacey mentioned it.
Yeah.
And we kind of promised Sailor Saturn around Halloween.
Halloween! Because
that never happened.
Yeah.
Episode 13 was released on Halloween because of some weird things that had to do with the releasing from the Podomatic to the iTunes. It's complicated. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so... Why don't you go read, go ahead and read your scout's information.
Yes, Stacey. Okay, Stacey Well. All right, her name is Hitara Tomo. It means Firefly of the Earth. Her birthday is January 6th. Her sign is Capricorn. Her blood type is AB. Hobbies include reading and collecting lamps. Her favorite color is purple. Her favorite food is Japanese buckwheat noodles. Her least favorite food is milk.
I like milk, too.
We
come from cows, and cows are cool. Cows go moo.
And cows live on farms with piggies.
Piggies!
Oh,
my friend Megan, she was going, ooh, let's go cow tipping, because her boyfriend was joking. Anyway, continuing on.
Oh, okay. Right. Milk come from cows. All right, next.
Moo.
Favorite subject is world history.
Except when Drookie's teaching it. Sorry.
Okay.
Inside joke. Least favorite subject, Stacey.
Right. Least favorite subject is physical education.
A.K.A. P.E. or gym.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Okay. And her favorite gemstone is...
Fluorite?
I'm not good with gemstones. They have funny names, and I don't remember them.
They do have
them.
Funny names.
And her dream is to be a nurse.
That's a good aspiration in life.
Okay.
Instead of just getting the number one video on YouTube...
Yes, that is our aspiration.
Just kidding.
Mm, Okay, my life will be complete once I get number one video on YouTube. Okay, so here's just biographical
background information. Yep.
However, Hotaru Tomo lives with her father, Professor Suichi Tomo, in a large house near. Did we go over this, how we pronounce the high school name?
No.
I think we had trouble with it before, though, I mean.
Near M-U-G-N space G-A-K-U-E-N.
M-U-G-E-N. There you go.
G-E-N. G-K-U-E-N.
Never mind. Okay. G-A. Mugen
Gakuen. That was Stacy, not me,
I'm gonna sound like
so.
An idiot, but that's okay.
Except, remember, we are not native.
We're not.
Yeah, we don't even.
We're
yeah.
All American girls. We don't know what we're talking about.
Sorry. The school in which Hotaru attends sixth grade. Continue.
Okay, right. Yeah, that didn't make sense
because we did.
We stopped in the middle of the sentence. Okay, her mother died when she was much younger. She is rejected by all. Oh, that sounds really...
That's sad.
Quite, yeah.
That's not good.
Because she possesses strange powers and harms her classmates without remembering anything.
Well, that's not good either.
Yeah, true. But it's not her fault.
It isn't her fault. We'll get to that.
Yeah, okay, right. So, she's very ill and is unable to participate in physical activities because she is so weak. This creates even more distance between her and her classmates. Hotaru not only has the power to harm, but also the power to heal. Unfortunately, after an explosion in her father's laboratory when Hotaru was much younger, she was killed. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The only way for Hotaru to be revived was for Professor Tomo to sell his and his daughter's soul to the wicked Deathbusters.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. From then on, Mistress Nine possesses Hotaru, and this is all season 3.
Yes.
Yeah. Sailor Moon S.
Is it, or is it? Yeah, it's S. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to haven't been talking
but
about
no,
Sailor
isn't,
Moon.
But, no, is it Supers? Because, remember, at the end, the Supers is when, no, it's not.
No.
No, that's
at
Pegasus.
The end, that's Pegasus, yeah.
Okay, I'm okay. Sorry.
All right.
Like I said, long absence.
Yeah,
has
seriously.
To refresh myself.
Anyway, okay. So, Hotaru's only real friend is Rini, or...
Yes.
Okay.
Who everyone loves. The little pink-haired
mm-hmm.
girl.
The pigtails.
Not the heart-shaped pigtails. With the little curls. No.
No.
That's
Chibi-Chibi.
That's Chibi-Chibi.
All right. Anyways. After spending time with Hotaru, the rest of the scouts soon sense an evil force coming from her and try to keep Chibiusa away from her.
Dun-dun-dun.
Oh, no. On the other hand, Mistress Nine wants Chibiusa's pure heart crystal.
Oh. Sorry.
Didn't we... Oh, never mind.
No, what?
No. I found it the other day. Remember when we were over at your house and we were watching Sailor Moon S? And
a long time ago. This was like a year ago.
This was over. This was 2 years ago. It was when you first moved in.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man.
Long time ago. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
You were drawing the comic for that contest.
Yeah.
But it was. You never entered it.
No. It didn't contain the pure heart, though.
Anyways, no, what I was saying about the pure heart was, remember when we were looking up the Japanese?
Yes! And we're like, I want your pure heart.
I forgot what that was, but I have it written somewhere.
It's in a folder.
In
my house.
A folder?
Yeah, it's in a folder.
Nice.
I know that much. Yeah. Yeah,
anyways,
but we learned,
so.
But we wrote that down and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I felt like mentioning that. And eventually takes it... Oh. Well, let me just restart that sentence. On the other hand, Mistress Nine wants Chibiusa's pure heart crystal and eventually takes it along with Sailor Uranus and Sailor Neptune.
Who we covered in the last 2 episodes.
Yes.
If you need to go back and refresh your memory.
Yeah.
Memory.
This forces Sailor Moon to give up the Holy Grail and help Pharaoh 90 fulfill his ultimate objective, to make it winter on Earth all year round.
No.
And then wasn't that what the movie was about?
Pharaoh 90?
But no, but it was about winter on Earth.
Yeah,
year round.
What was her name?
I don't remember what it was, but that was.
But yeah, she sent all of her What are they called? The
little
snow
people.
Dancers. The snow dancers. She sent all of her snow dancers down to Earth, and it was making it winter all year round and everything, and they took the poor doctor. They were draining his energy.
Oh, that's right. And then Luna.
And Luna was
fell in love with him.
Yes, Luna fell in love with him, and she got to turn into human. Yeah, that was very sweet. That was a very sweet movie.
I think that was my least favorite movie, though.
Yeah,
Sailor Moon R was my favorite.
I thought that was pretty cool, where they were all balancing on the huge rock, and they were all protected by the Silver Imperium crystal, which turned into a rose. I like that one. That was pretty cool. But I like it when she got all of her powers. So I like the Supers one. Second.
I liked when they were kids.
That was so cute. They're so cute.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah. They almost eat the donuts, which turned out to be the rings of the playground.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a crazy thing. So, Hotaru is able to force Mistress Nine out of her body, thus destroying her.
Yay.
Yay. Hotaru now realizes that she is Sailor Saturn, the Sailor Soldier of Silence. Sound effects provided by MJ, or of death and rebirth. Yeah, Sailor Soldier of Silence, or of death and rebirth. Yeah. She then appears to Darien as Sailor Saturn and returns Tribius's heart crystal that Mistress Nine unjustly took from her.
That was a very sweet moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tribius is in her future dad's hands, and yeah, it was very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Sailor Saturn now understands that she must sacrifice herself in order to destroy Pharaoh 90 and therefore save the planet Earth. Sailor Moon, however, wants to save Sailor Saturn and calls upon the power of the rest of the scouts. She then becomes Super Sailor Moon, defeats Pharaoh 90.
Defeats Pharaoh 90.
Yeah, okay. I messed that up. I wrote this, by the way. Aren't you proud of me, guys? I wrote this entire summary.
Yes, and she's come up on some bad grammar.
After winning the battle, Super Sailor Moon walks out of a large cloud of dust holding
Hotaru,
who is now just an infant, in her arms.
Aww.
Hotaru is no longer possessed, and neither is Professor Tomo. Soon afterwards, Hotaru is returned to her father, who is not so good condition, but will eventually recover. She is not seen again until Sailor Moon Stars.
That was a very powerful scene where
she loses her hat. 16. Do you remember that?
Yes!
Queenie loses her hat.
Yes,
and she
finds a baby Hotaru. It's very cute. Mm-hmm. That's very cute. But
aww.
Yeah, when Super Sailor Moon comes out with the baby Hotaru, that was powerful. That was deep. And you see Uranus and Neptune in the distance are just staring at her, and Sailor Moon's just kind of in tatters in her uniform.
Wait! Yeah. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to get into that because that's not about Sailor Saturn, but
Anyways,
so...
What, the fight between Neptune and Uranus? No, that was with
them and Sailor Moon, right?
Yeah, we didn't cover this in a lot.
We didn't cover that, but no. I was just thinking about that because that was all around.
Yeah,
this.
It was. I don't remember that completely. I think
neither
we only saw that once.
Yeah, I don't remember what
that happened. That must have been over Hotaru, though, wasn't it?
It was over who's the real moon princess.
Yeah, or and then, who rightly held...
Yeah.
The leadership or something.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
They didn't think that Sailor Moon had enough leadership skills.
And after the fight, they realized.
That she did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so. In Sailor Moon Stars, Sailor Pluto takes Hotaru away from Professor Tomo, but explains how Hotaru will be important in the near future. Hotaru then lives with Trista, Setsuna. Is that how you pronounce it?
Setsuna?
I think so. Okay.
A.K.A. Sailor Pluto.
Yeah. Amara, I can't talk. Or Haruka.
A.K.A. Sailor Uranus.
And Michelle or Mishru.
A.K.A. Sailor Neptune.
Yay! Don't remember! Okay. She begins to have visions about what will happen to the Senshi. And also starts to age rapidly. She soon remembers who she is, Sailor Saturn. Late in the season, Super Sailor Neptune, who is trying to trick Sailor Galaxia into what? Into
bad
something.
Bad grammar again, Stacey.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I did. Trying to
She's trying to trick
Sailor Galaxia into something. Okay.
And
no.
Kills
anyway.
Her. Oh no, was that what we kept talking about where they thought no. I'm trying to
No. Anyways, Sailor Galaxia kills her.
Yeah.
However, the rest of the...
Wasn't it, but it was Pluto and Hotaru that died at the same time.
I don't know what I have written here.
Stacey's all confused. She's
I'm really confused. She's I think we were trying to write multiple.
Because Neptune and Uranus turned on Pluto and Hitaru who were there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess
Neptune and Uranus were trying to trick Galaxia. So they turned on Pluto and Hitaru and killed them, trying to prove to Galaxia that they were being possessed, but they really weren't.
Mm-hmm.
We covered that in the last couple of episodes.
Yeah, we have. It's the same with each of the scouts for the most part. Anyways, so like the rest of the Senshi, she is Senshi. I don't know why I always say that wrong.
Brought back to life in the final episode. Which we covered in every single episode.
All right, now here's some of Stacey's special Did you know? In the manga, Professor Tomo creates a robotic body for Hitaru to try and cure her of her physical weaknesses.
I did not know that, Stacey.
I did not know that either.
Tell me more.
I found it somewhere online. In French, Hitaru means Olivia.
But they didn't change her name in the American version.
Right, yeah. I wonder why. That's because you'd think we would have called her.
You would think, since Olivia's lot seems more like a name that you'd use in America than Hitaru.
And Sailor Saturn is the only Senshi who does not have a transformation sequence.
She doesn't? I guess we've only seen her attack sequence.
Right.
Not transformation.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. I don't know. I got these online. I didn't make them up. I promised people. I found them somewhere else. So, I'm not going to get into that. I was going to say, I didn't, like, steal it. They're just facts. Anyways,
let's go. Stacey used to be Sailor Saturn on the forum. Any reason why? Or did you just like the color purple?
Well, I did like the color purple. Not the musical.
Oh!
Do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
Stacey just liked the color purple. I was like,
No, not the musical, Stacey. The color.
The color. I know.
That is purple.
I know. Okay. Yes, the color. That is purple. Okay. We should make our own musical. The color. That is purple.
Oh, jeez. So.
I don't know what I was saying. Yes, that is why I did like Sailor Saturn. No, I don't know. There were other reasons. I think because I was, like, really into Sailor Moon when I was, like, around 5th or 6th grade, which is really bizarre that I'm a little late.
Yeah.
Because everyone else liked it.
She was a latecomer.
But, yeah, like, 4th, 5th, 6th grade, and she was closest in age. I think that was another reason I liked her.
Yeah.
Don't know. But I do like the color
purple. And I just like Sailor Neptune because of the water and the music thing. And both of those apply to me, so. Mm-hmm. Those last episode. Continuing on.
Okay, now we have the Q&A.
Yeah, so, what is it?
Okay, we have so this is from
Patricia, and please include this in the Q&A segment.
Oh, this is from, I guess, Sailor Star.
Oh, Sailor
from
Star.
From the forum, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
She has Sailor Star, but.
Sailor Star.
Her name is Patricia. So, anyways. Yeah. Okay, so she asked, all the Sailor Scouts that don't represent a planet, or in the Starlight's case, a star planet, where do they come from? Like Sailor Aluminum Siren and Sailor Iron Mouse.
Well, I think that if you think about it, Sailor Iron Mouse and Sailor Aluminum Siren, they were on the evil side of things. Because when you look at the good side, there's all the scouts that represent planets and the starlights as well. So,
and they're almost, not independent, but like, you know, they...
You mean the scouts?
I don't
mean how it's just them?
Yeah.
For their planet?
Right. I'm like trying to...
Well,
I'm trying to say.
I think that maybe it's with Galaxia. Maybe she. I don't know, because maybe she couldn't pull people from other planets willing to come
fight with her.
To join her. Maybe she just bestowed upon them a different name,
mm-hmm.
such as Iron Mouse or Aluminum
almost
Siren.
Almost like took away their identity, and then they used the bracelets.
Yeah.
In the second
manga, because I have this the second manga, because there was the Cat Scout, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because that Scout was from the same place that Luna and Artemis were originally from. Mm-hmm. Was her Scout name their planet? I don't think it was.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
I don't have the book down here anymore.
They were talking about it. Yes, you do. They're right here.
Oh!
We found them. So I can check now. Okay. Sailor Moon Stars 2. Let's see.
I don't remember the name.
Okay.
Oh, that's Diana. Right. Okay.
Planet Mayu. That's the planet they were from. And she is Sailor Tinienko. So, no,
right.
In her case, and I'm thinking it's because they were on the evil side, they just bestowed upon them different names.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she was from the planet Mayu, and she was not Sailor Mayu. Because there was probably the good scout, Sailor Mayu. So I'm assuming that's why. Maybe because they were on the evil side, they took different names to distinguish themselves from the good sailors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opinion. Stacey?
No, I mean, I don't know what to say. No, I was thinking the similarly.
That's a funny word.
No, but yeah, because she gave them like the bracelets, and it was almost like she took away their identity. Have you seen Spirited Away?
No.
Oh my gosh! And you call yourself? No, you've never seen. I love that movie. It's well, not getting into another anime, but it's one of the. It was the highest in the box office ever.
Oh, I've heard about it. Yeah.
In Japan, like it surpassed.
Cece just doesn't like saying the word.
I can't talk today.
Yeah, it's because school's coming up. She doesn't want to use all this vocabulary.
Don't keep saying school's coming up. We're in the beginning of July.
Oh,
I'm not even thinking about
it. You have no idea how quickly it comes up.
I know it does, though. Anyway, so what was I saying?
Spirited Away.
Okay.
Box office.
Yeah, it surpassed the Titanic and stuff. In Japan, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, No, not getting into something else. I don't want to, because I could go on and on about Spirited Away. I love that movie. And, you have to watch it, MJ.
Okay, I guess I have to.
And, so, it's a spirit world, and, like, the head changes the name of all her workers, so they don't have their true identity. Uh-huh. And I almost feel like this is the same thing. She takes away their, like, true identity by giving them the bracelets.
Yeah, and giving them like the different names, almost to...
Right. Exactly.
Almost to
that's what...
give, or so they're not identified with their planet.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just identified with Galaxia.
Mm-hmm.
Not with their specific planet, because of the thing with the whole Tinienko instance. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I like that answer.
Okay.
Good question.
So,
like I've said, I have always liked the Q&A.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we can have our top 10 segment now. It's a list by me and my obsessions.
MJ's top 10 obsessions?
Well, just my obsessions. Harry Potter. Enough said. That's about it. I could go on and on about Harry Potter for y'all, but this is a Sailor Moon show, so I won't. Even though, as we're recording this, it's 3 days until the movie.
Calm down,
and
10
Megan. Days. Or no, not 10 days. 13
days. 13
days. Until
I
the
saw
book.
It on
when my
you
phone.
Had Muggle cast
on my
up.
Phone. Yes.
No, sorry.
MuggleNet, hun. It's MuggleNet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
Muggle cast. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I
love Harry Potter.
We're
just over at my house. I was reciting.
We were watching
movies.
The second movie, and I was like hiding and.
Stacey's not as thrilled about Harry Potter as I am. I'm going to all the midnight things, and she's staying at home because she doesn't want to. She says
I don't
she
wanna
doesn't want to
like,
ruin my
ruin
fun.
Their excitement. All the Harry
oh,
Potter
please.
Nerds.
No, I. Oh, excuse me,
I'm
Harry
sorry.
Potter nerds. Harry Potter nerds.
Harry Potter nerds. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't have anything.
If you're saying
against...
that I'm a Harry Potter nerd, then you're saying that people are nerds that go to these anime conventions and whatnot.
I know.
You're saying the same thing.
No,
that's not true.
That's not what I'm saying, though. No. I don't have anything against any Harry Potter people. I don't think they're nerds. It's just Megan.
Oh,
she's quite
obsessed. Just me. Just me. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you all... I
not
strongly
calling.
Suggest
if anyone's nerd, it's me. So you know, I'm trying to make up for the nerd comment I made. I'm sorry. I just meant Megan, MJ.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Well, now I think it's time for
silly sounds. Yes. With Stacey.
Go back to your old. Okay. Go back to your old theme song, because supposedly you just don't like MJ anymore, so you don't need MJ's theme song, so just...
Well, the drums aren't down here anyways.
Psh, there's a recording of it.
You're right. I don't know where it is.
Or you can just sing your own, because, you know, you don't care about MJ anymore.
No, I love MJ.
Cyber hug. No, I'm just kidding.
Ew, yeah. Not really giving you a hug.
Heck. Okay, alright.
So, anyways, on with this.
Silly sounds with Stacey.
Hello. I am Stacey, and I am back after many, many, many months. Yes. And I am here, maybe not as silly as before, or maybe sillier. I do not know. Oops. Anyways. Today, my silly sounds are laughs and screams. Yes. Well, for a graduation present and a birthday gift, I received a new piano to use and play on and do things with. I hear footsteps. I don't think you hear them, though. I don't think it's picking up. Maybe a little. Turn it up the whole way. Yes, it is picking up. They're getting closer! Oh my god! Stacey is very scared. And when Stacey is scared, there was a firework. Anyway, so getting back to what I was saying, MJ. I got a new piano and it has sound effects And it had some very interesting ones. And the one is a laugh, and they go, if you press the keys on the left side, which is the lower side of the piano for you non-music addicts. Well, wait, no, that didn't come out right. Anyways, so the left side or the lower side of the piano is the deep laugh, which goes, ho, 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 ho. Yes, thank you for that, MJ. And then the highest sound, it goes, ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! And then we have the screams! And. Yes! Ah! Wow! And those were the screams on the piano, and Stacey screaming, and just some silly sounds, and... We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. I think this is the end of silly sounds. Oh, okay.
Are we done, MJ?
I don't know. Are we done?
I think so.
A jet plane. Woo!
All right, okay, so on to the music. We are going to do I Want to Be a Star, because this is going to be, like, an amazingly huge file, and I really don't want to spend the time to upload it, so we're just going to move on. Music is I Want to Be a Star, and you may have heard...
Star.
And you may have heard us singing it on one of the previous blooper reels. I believe it was the second one. Last one. Stop it! I don't know if you can hear all these sound effects, but anyway, so, music. I Want to Be a Star. Now.
I hope you enjoyed having us back.
Yeah.
Like we said, in the next episode we will do. That's probably going to be it. So we still have the forum that you guys can all visit. And the RPG, however least popular it is, that's still there.
And it's not, and I just wanted to say, because I know people keep, like, asking, you know, well, what if the form closes? It's not going to close.
No, we're leaving it open.
I mean, we
want to leave it as a community center for you guys,
we don't have any plans of closing it.
No.
We don't know how much will be on it. We can't guarantee that, but you guys can still, it's not going to close.
Because we have seen comments and worries about it closing, but no.
Right,
up. It's going to stay up.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, so I guess that's the end of this episode.
No more updates? Is that it?
I don't think so. I think we said them most in the beginning.
That's true.
So.
Anyway. So. Well, as we said before, hope you enjoy having us back for the little time we may be here left. But we're here just to provide you with Sailor Moon info.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
timeless.
That is timeless. All right, well, thanks again for listening. And
I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ.
And we're out.